It's their turn to talk. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Nicholas Cruz will be formally sentenced to life in prison with no parole at a two-day hearing now underway. Loved ones and survivors are giving statements in court. Cruz killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, including David Rabinowitz's daughter, Alyssa.
When you die, it is my fondest hope that they take you and put and burn you and take your ashes and throw them in the garbage dump. You know why? Because garbage to garbage.
A jury could not unanimously agree that Cruz should get the death penalty for the 2018 shooting. House Democrats will have to wait for access to former President Trump's tax returns.
Chief Justice John Roberts has put a hold on the House Ways and Means Committee accessing former President Trump's tax returns. Lower courts had sided with the Democrat-led congressional panel, but the Chief Justice has ordered both sides to present written briefs by next Thursday after an emergency appeal was filed by Trump's legal team. Committee Democrats have long sought the tax returns associated with former President Trump's businesses, noting a federal law that allows the Tax Writing Committee to obtain tax return information from the IRS. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's another election day in Israel.
Israel is holding elections again. It is the fifth time in more than 3 years the Middle Eastern state's government lost its ruling mandate. There are 120 seats in Israel's parliament called the Knesset. A party needs 61 seats to control it or needs to form alliances with other parties to attain the majority. Eyes are on the center-right Likud party, headed by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who many think has a chance of returning to power.
Fox's Evan Brown. There were more job openings than expected last month, according to the Labor Department. 10.7 million posted by employers. That's up from 10.2 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A week to Election Day, Republicans are still looking good to take control of the House, with Senate control really up in the air.
Fox News power rankings suggest Republicans are winning on the biggest issues of this cycle, the economy and crime. And that translates into a decisive House majority with a total of 236 seats. A third major issue in the GOP favor, the border crisis.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Facebook begins restricting certain ads ahead of the midterms.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, says it's now banning any new ads about social issues, elections, and politics in the U.S. through Election Day, that it will no longer permit any new edits to similar ads that have been previously approved to run during its restriction period. Meta says it'll also reject ads encouraging people not to vote or calling into question the legitimacy of the upcoming election. This after a Washington state judge last week fined Facebook nearly $25 million for repeatedly and intentionally violating the state's campaign finance disclosure law. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A vaccine may be closer for a virus that can be serious for newborns.
Pfizer says its large international study found that vaccinating pregnant women helped protect their infants from the virus called RSV that usually sends wheezing babies to the hospital each fall. The study found that vaccinating the moms-to-be was nearly 82% effective at preventing severe cases of RSV in the vulnerable first 90 days of life. The research showed that at age 6 months, the vaccine was still 69% effective against serious illness, and there were no signs of safety problems in moms or babies. The vaccine wouldn't just protect newborns. RSV is also dangerous for older adults, too. The study raises the hope that a vaccine might be available next fall. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
World Series Game 3 tonight in Philadelphia. Last night's game with Houston was rained out. The series is tied a game apiece. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.